Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London. Thursday, 2nd of Adar Rishon, 3rd of February, Rav David Zahn Shlita. The function of the Oren. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by the family of Benji Steinbach, Zichron Levrocha, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yoman Akiva Ben Shlomo, Zichron Levrocha, a much missed friend and participant of Torah way, whose yard site was on Yud Tesh Shvat.
Morning, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I've been here for a long time, but Hashem, it's nice to come again once more. The function of the Oren. Well, also, Aroim Atzei Shittin. The first question which strikes one with regard to the Oren is, the Mizbeach, we understand what the Mizbeach is, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Kir, what is the purpose of the Oren? Good, the Kohen Gadol did the Hazos, Bein Abadim, he came, Ali Kippur came in and did Hazos. What was the Oren? What purpose did it serve in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash? Remember, the Rashban remarks that after the first few Pesukim of Truma, it talks about Yichud, Truma, etc., the first Keli is mentioned as the Oren. And the Rashban says, That's what you make a mishkan for, the Oren. That's what it's all about. So not only what is it for, it's not just an also ran. That's the whole tackle. What's in the tackle for the Oren? So the Pasuk says, what was inside the Oren we know. The Luchais inside the Oren. There are two psukim. One pasuk Torah writes, "Nasata el ha'Oren es ha'edus hashe'etei nelecho." I should put in the Oren. Then the Luchais. Rashi says in one place to say, "For Torah was inside the Oren." But then later on, the Torah repeats, "Nasata es ha'kapoyes al Oren." You put the kapoyes. You got the kruvim. Then the Oren titen es ha'edus hashe'etei nelecho. And in the Oren, you put in the Luchas, repetition. Rashi already asked the question, why does he say it twice? The Rashi says it in Loma Nikval. Lo yodaiti, I don't know why is it to repeat this? Shari Kva Nema. Yesh Loma, says Rashi, Shebo le lamed, Shebo oidoi oren levadoi, beloi kapoyas, before you put the kapoyas on the oren, before you put the lid on the kapoyas, you should put in the edus, the menuchas, then you put on the kapoyas. Well, Rashi is saying, don't put the kapoyas on and then put the nuchas in, and put the nuchas in first. Well, obviously you can put the nuchas in first. You can't put the nuchas when the kapoyas is there. What's Rashi telling me? No, the pshat is, as Rashi is telling me, the oren, the chetza from the oren, the nuchas is a part of the oren. So you put the kapiris on the Oren before, you've got a box. It's not an Oren b'chlal. And it's part of the din of Asiyas for Oren, making, like you make, it's got to be mixture zav, it's got to be all gold and chiseled out from one block and not added on later. So in the same way, Rashi is telling you, it's part of the making of the Oren. You put the luchis inside the Oren, and then you put the kapiris on. And Bemis, the Maral adds on, he argues a bit with Rashi, but in the Havon it's the same. He says, the Torah repeats it twice, Koshini Olav HaKosav La'akiv. We know in Koshin there's a concept, the Torah repeats something twice, it's La'akiv. So don't think, if you haven't got Luchais, then you've got an Oren without the Luchais. An Oren without the Luchais is not an Oren. Koshini Olav La'akiv, that's why the Maral says in Bayi Sheni they had the luchis weren't there. There was no Oren either. They could have made a new Oren. They make a new Oren because, as we're saying, the luchis is a chelik of the chefza from the Oren. And without luchis, and it has to be done in such a way, the luchis are put in before you put the kapayos on. That's part of the asiyas Oren. So we see that the Oren is it's not just the box of the kapayos. It's what it contains: the luchis, the Torah, the sefer Torah, and the luchis. Another din which you find by the Oren, the Tabas or Oren, you are Badim. Now you also remember that there were poles which were on the Badim and the side, which were along the width of the Oren, in order to carry the Oren. But the Torah says, Lo Yosuru Mimenu. They must never be removed. It's allowed. It's when the minion allowed, it's allowed. You're not allowed to take out. Why not? I mean, what's the. And the Mizbech also had Badim. There you're allowed to take out the Badim. Only by the Oren. So the Chinuch writes, Mishroshe ha-mitzvah, yifisha oren mishkan ha-teira. The oren contains the Torah. We're obligated to give as much kavod as we can to the Orem because it contains the Torah. We commanded not to remove the badim. Pen why? Pen niat tzrichim lot seisim aron l'shum mokim. Maybe they were traveling the whole time, and the onan rose, and then they'd have to travel very quickly. And you'll put in the badim in haste, and you won't put them in properly. They've got to be threaded through the badim. They've got to be threaded through the things which contain the bottom of the badim. Ulay mitochatena v'chivav loy nivdak yover liyis badim chazokim. They won't be firmly put. It's not covered for the arm because it's a Mishkan HaTorah. In other words, these dinim, this din of tabas or arim leyasum menu is telling us a halacha in covered HaTorah. We have to do our utmost to preserve the covered HaTorah, that nothing in no way should there ever be a chisar that case the arm before because it contains the Torah. It's not the arm because it contains the Torah. So we see again that the whole purpose of the Oran, the Oran is because of what it contains, because it contains the Luchos and it contains the Sefer Torah. Furthermore, we know the Pasuk describes Mitzipisa Oisai Bibayis or Michutz Mitzapenu. It has to be, as Rashi tells us, a gold box inside, a wooden box inside, a gold box Bibayis Michutz Mitzapenu. That's all the Indian of Kavod HaTorah, that it should look nice, it should. That's covered at all. Everything else covered at all. Is the Gemara dash, and the Gemara says in Yuma, Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein toichei kebaroi, ein a Talmud Chacham. Someone who's a hypocrite, she'ein toichei kebaroi, externally, he acts in one way, but internally he's completely, like Esav. Esav, Rashi describes Esav, he's like, Esav is doimah lechazir. He sticks out his paws, he's got a cloven hoof, but he doesn't chew the cud, and inside is fulfilled. Esav pretended to be, he said, my father got married at 40, I'll get married at 40. Externally, he put on a show, it was only a show, but inside it was fulfilled. It's called Tamid Chacham, she'ein toichei kebaroi, if inside is not like the outside, it's ein Tamid Chacham. Minolam mi'orim, you learn from the Orim, but Sibisa Oisai, you've got the gold on the inside, gold on the outside. So everyone asks the question, but the oil is not a teichei kebaroi, it's wood in the middle. You think it's solid gold? You think having a solid, it's not solid gold, it's got wood inside. So, and the glory. Rabbi brings a raya from there, the person has to be teichei kebaroi. What's the pshat? And then there's another ha'orah. The Chazal say, "Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein toichei kebaroi, ein a Talmud Chacham." Only a Talmud Chacham must be a hypocrite. Only a Talmud Chacham. In Ishken Mensch, first of all, toichei kebaroi, no one would suspect Esau of being a Talmud Chacham. But Esau was not toichei kebaroi. It's not a psul. Toichei kebaroi is not a psul in Talmud. It's a psul in the person. In Ishken Mensch, a hypocrite. Why did the Chazal say it's Ishken Talmud Chacham? I think, maybe, to suggest that Chazal telling this is nothing to do with hypocrisy, it's nothing to do with Esau. This is a different Yisoid. As we said, Vitzipisa Oisai, Vibayis HaMechutzit Sapenu, is a concept of Kovod HaTorah. So we know you have to be Mechabed the Torah, like there's gold on the Oroin, and the Oroin mustn't fall, it's comfortable. But there's something else. There's a person, that's Vitzipisa Oisai, Mibachutz. What's the Mibifnim? A person has to be Machshev his own Torah. When a person is Isaac in Choshev in Yonim, he knows that he's personally dealing with millions, dealing in whatever it should be. He understands. He's dealing in Gvaltik Zach, in very important things, very precious things. He's doing a good deal. It's a piece of who buys the chutz means a person has to imagine he mustn't belittle his own Torah. Whatever Torah he learns, it's worth millions. It's worth Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Each word of Talmud Torah, writes the Gaon, is worth 613 mitzvahs. As the Chofetz Chaim makes a cheshbon, so you can say 200 words a minute, 200 times 613. It's phenomenal. A person has more than just it multiplies and multiplies. So, mitzipisa oisai yibayisa mechutzit sapenu, the Indian of tzipui zav is covered at Torah, is called Talmud Chacham, she'en toichei kebaroi, Talmud Chacham learns Torah, and is not tzitzipisa mebayis inside. He's a machshin is tayyeh. He learns tayyeh. Yeah, he finds he doesn't realize what he's doing. He doesn't realize what you're doing. But what think what you're doing. The afkamina is when a person would appreciate the significance of what he's doing, then he it has a completely different attitude. So even though he does it, but he has to appreciate it. We call tamid chacham she'ein tayyeh kebara in a tamid chacham. Alkoponim, we see that all the dinim of the Orion are connected to Torah. It's all because of the Luchais. So, but still, that we still, what's that got to do with the Mishkan, with the Avodas HaKorbanos, with the Avoda? So, the very interesting Chazal on the first pasuk in the parasha, the Yikhuli Truma. Everyone discusses the Yikhuli, take for me, the Yitnuli. What's the Yikhuli? Many pshatim. Chazal say, "Hahu dechsev. What's the yichulu? What does it signify? Ki lekach toiv nosati lachem terosi al tazoyv. The yichuli truma is a reference to ki lekach toiv nosati lachem to Torah. What's ki lekach? The yichuli truma, you're donating money to make the mishkan for the kelim. Ki lekach toiv nosati lachem terosi al tazoyv. Fine, very nice. What's it got to do with yichuli truma? Pillar ploim. Maybe I could share with you." Avar from my father Zechayim Yerach, it's 21st year outside this week, next week actually. He said, Pshatah this Chazal Azay, what did Chazal want? And he said as follows. He said, as Rav Chaim Volozhin Nefesh HaChaim famously asked a question. He said, we know the Gemara tells us, during Bai Sheni, the Kohenim Gedolim were not up to par, many of them. And therefore, a Kohen Gadol wasn't up to par, went into the Kohenish Kadoshim Yom Kippur, would not emerge alive. So they put chains around their waist because they couldn't enter the Kohen Kadoshim. And every year they had to step out the Kohen Gadol, and most years had to step out the Kohen Gadol. Because if someone was not on the level of Kedusha required, he could not take the Kedusha Kohen Kadoshim, he wouldn't survive. See, that's effect, the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, the Gemara tells us in Gittin, Titus HaRosha, Bizman Churban Bai Sheni, entered the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he committed the despicable Ave with the Zayna, and he lived to tell the tale. He lived to tell the tale. What happened? How come? So, Zonte Nefesh HaChaim, Zonte Chaim Volozhin, he says, as it's true, the Kodesh Kadosh, the Gevaltik Kedusha, it's not Soigul Balei Avera. But where does the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kadosh, of the Mishkan, where did it come from? So that's V'asulim Migdosh, V'shachanti B'soichom, everyone knows the drosha, but V'soichom should be B'soichom, B'soichoi, what's B'soichom? B'soich Lev Kol Echad Ve'echad. The Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdosh, Mishkan, is a reflection of the level of Kedusha in the hearts of Klal Yisrael. When there's Kedusha in the hearts of Klal Yisrael, there can be Kedusha in the Mishkan. If there's no Kedusha, if Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom drive out the Kedusha from their hearts, then there's no Kedusha, then the Beis HaMikdash is eggs and bavonim. It's stones and bricks, there's nothing to it. So during Bai Sheni, there was a level of Kedusha, even though there wasn't the Orem, there wasn't a proper Shuas Hashkina during Bai Sheni, but there was a certain, some sort of level of Kedusha there, and therefore the Kohen Gadol would go in and not be on the level, he wouldn't survive. When Titus HaRosha entered the Kodesh Kadoshim shortly before the Churban, then Klai Yisrael had already driven out the Shekhinah from their hearts. The Shekhinah moved from one place, it left, there was nothing left. So Titus went in, and nothing happened, because there was no Kedusha, therefore he survived. So the Kedusha of the Mikdash and of the Mishkan is dependent upon the level of Kedusha in the hearts of Klai Yisrael. What enables, so when Klai Yisrael sink into Chet, Then obviously their kedusha has gone away, and therefore no kedusha. What measures can Klal Yisrael, do Klal Yisrael have to take in order to preserve the kedusha in their heart?
These kohenim go every year and they die because they know they're doing something wrong. They work and they drink it. What are they with sugar, knowing that they're going to die?
Why did they? Yeah, Meretz Chaim. I says Meretz Chaim. We're okay. Ish kol yoshev ein aviyas. As I write later, I don't know. I see a good cash.
Where's the logic in that?
What?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's true. Geshev people. I don't know. Everyone justifies themselves. What? Yeah. It's people just about it. Yeah, someone. we're not talking about people, some of these kind of Gedolim, they weren't Eitz of Arasha, but the level of Kedusha wasn't what it was meant to be, and a person doesn't see it. Ain Adam Rey, Nigei Atzmoy, as he was on, a person
every
doesn't
year,
see it. But every year? Yeah. This year will be good, Is,
where were we?
That's what we're saying, yeah. So, so Titzel, as we said, Titzel Arasha survived. So, so how did Kaitor preserve the Kedusha? How did they bring the Kedusha into their hearts? Barasi Yisrael, Barasi Toyo Tavlin. There's no other way. As the Mesiz Shom writes, the Boshe created the Yitzhahara, and the only thing which can control the Yitzhahara is Toyo. Barasi Yitzhahara, and the Mesiz Shom writes, if the person, the Boshe who created the Yitzhahara, he says, this is the medication. There's no other medication. There's nothing else you can take. That's the only thing which will enable Kaitor to preserve, not to sink into Chet, and to preserve their Kedusha. So he said, the Chazal, because what's V'yikhuli Truma? Build a Mishkan, build a Mikdosh, V'afuli Mikdosh. What's the purpose of V'afuli Mikdosh? V'shachamti B'seicham, I need to dwell in their midst. Well, how can I dwell in their midst? It's only if the level of Kedusha is where it's meant to be. If it's not where it's meant to be, then it can't be. So the whole purpose of Yichuli Truma is Vasuli Migdosh. That can only be only if the client soul are holding by Torah. That's what preserves the Kedusha. It gives the person the ammunition to stand up to the Yitzhahara. And Memela, that's what can bring about Hashras, Hashir, and the Migdosh. That's what Chazal mean. So we're getting closer. So the Oran is the Mishkan HaTorah. Baron Kotler writes in his Sefer that the Hashpah of Torah in Klal Yisrael comes via the Oran. That's why when the Oran was taken by the Plishtim in the time of Shmuel Arnavi and of Eli HaKoyim, Shmuel was young when Eli HaKoyim, and then he heard the news of the Nishba Arena Lekim, he fell off the chair, he broke his whatever, and he was Nifta. Because when the Klaifa don't have the Oran has not been Koyimai, the whole Hashpah of Torah comes through the Oran. And if Klaifa don't have the Hashpah of Torah, then it jeopardizes their whole ability to grow in Torah, and if they can't grow in Torah, then they can't be mevatel Yitzhara. Can't mevatel Yitzhara. Then what can be with Klal Yisrael? That's a bazai. So now we can understand what the function of the Oran is. The Oran is, as the Rashbam writes, the tachlis, the ikka, as the Loshon of the Rashbam, the ikka of the Mikdosh was the Oran. That was the ikka, but also Oran. Why? Because of course. We need Hashras Hashchina, we need to have Kabbonis, Mizbeach HaTos, Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Benoyer, the Shochan, all the Avodas. They are all dependent upon Hashras Hashchina. And Hashras Hashchina depends on Kilech HaTov, Nosati Lachem, depends on Torah, because Barasi is Barasi Torah Tavlin. And where does the ability, where does the Schus of Torah come from? Where did the Hashpah of Torah come through the Oran? Therefore, the Asu Oran, that's the first thing the Torah tells us about the Mishkan, is the Asu Oran, make an Oran, and through the Oran comes Hashpah of Torah. The Al-Koponim, what we see from here, all the dinim which are applied to the Oran are connected to Torah, covered up Torah. We said, Sibis of Baisim Echutz, Kol Tam Echochem Shetoch HaKabare, etc. Everything is connected to covered up Torah. And Bemisitan, the Rabban, brings a Chazal, it says, V'asu Oroin, not V'asisa, but all the other kings says V'asisa. By the Oroin, it says V'asu Oroin. Why V'as they should make? He says, the Rabban quotes a Chazal, Chazal say, Yovei Kulam Yisasku, V'oroin Kadesh Yisku L'Torah. The Klaus need to be, if they Yisasik, they donate for the Oroin, then they'll be Zeicha to Torah. What's the connection? What's the Pshat? I haven't got the Gemara here, but there's a Gemara in Erevin, and the Gemara also in Brachos. The Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, I think it was Rabbi Yosef, or I don't remember, Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef, said, can't have a cholish megirse when he was two, or Zera, I can't remember, one of them were run, when he was shvach, so he couldn't learn. So he decided, I'm going to go and sit at Pischa, I'll sit at the door of the Bis Medrash, and when the Tamidim come in and out, I'll stand up for Tamid Chochem, I'll be Isaac, I can't learn, Zayis Gevet, can't learn. So Zayr said he couldn't learn. It must be pretty bad. Zayr said he couldn't learn. It's not like he had a headache. Was one of my rebels say a headache schmedic for the Muslim don't come. They got a headache schmedic. No, he had more than a headache schmedic. But some because he partially couldn't learn. He went to sit outside the Bismedish and stand up with an oisin covered out toe. So it says that the Gemara tells that afterwards one of the Tamidim came out and he asked them what was the shiur about. They said it was an Indian about bit of brachas, the kshosi, the bopi, adomashach, and everybody, the whole shayla. And then the half an omen of the Gemara was being mafalpa with them. And it's a pella, because he couldn't learn. It's cholish migirsay. And he said, he's going to stand up, and they asked him, what was the shiur about? And all of a sudden he's holding a whole shakl of Ataria in Torah with them. How did he manage that? Well, the pshat is, because when a person shows, he involves himself in Kavod HaTorah, shows his Machshav Torah. What's Kavod HaTorah? Show I respect those who learn Torah. It shows our Machshav Torah. It's not the person, it's the Torah. A Machshav Torah. So a person's Machshav the Torah, then he's Zeuchet, it shows that's by him the Iker, then he's Zeuchet to see Yatzid Ishnaya, and then the Taki could learn. That maybe that was his Kavona, the Amkus of his Kavona, to go and stand up. He could be Zeuchet. So Zogd Ramban, Va'asu Oroin, Yovei Kulam Yisasku Batoira, Va'vi Yisasku Ba'oroin, they should all donate towards the Oroin, and then there'll be Zeuchet to Torah, because the Oroin represents Torah, and being Oisik in the Oroin is being Oisik in Kavod HaTorah. If you're Oisik in Kavod HaTorah, then you'll be Zeuchet to Torah. Yovei Kulam Yisasku Ba'oroin, Kadesh Yisku LaTorah. Al Kaponim, that is for us, or for me, Al Kaponim, a big limud, as Zbisa Oysa Ibais or Mechutzit Sapenu, a person has to be mashed his own Torah. As much as he's mashed, that he has to appreciate in himself what how lucky he is that the Zchusim he's got that he's been able to learn Torah, because every rega from Torah is Meirav Oyim. Let me tell you a Maisa. Which it's a maisa which I would normally say over to young bachrim, but it's a maisa which is biskur obvious to say over. And what is bisboin in this maisa? It's a gevaltige libud. I think even Rabbi Crow's got in one of his books as well. But I saw this maisa actually first. Rav Shaul Shvadloni say over this maisa b'shem the biskur of. So the maisa goes like this: there was in Slutsk a young bacher, a young boy, 11 year old boy called Yossel, and this Yossel had the distinction of being chucked out of every cheder in town. He was a Vilda Chaya, they call him Yossel Vilda. Yossel Vilda, 11, 12 year old, before Bar Mitzvah, got chucked out of every cheder in town. And kids say he was out on the streets, mucking around in the streets, wherever. And as he's running around, he hears from one of the houses that the father shouting at his child, at a different child. And the father saying to his child, so the child didn't want to learn, whatever. So he says, if you think I'm going to let you grow up to be like Yossel the Builder, I'd rather you die. I'm just going to say this over. I think actually he said, brother, I'll kill you. So he said, Kitsa, no, that's what he heard. Kitsa, it jolted him. So he is being held up as the prime example of someone. He is being used. He is the villain. Something snapped inside him. I can't carry on. Kitsa, he said, he's going to kill. He said goodbye to all his friends on the street, went home, and he said to his parents, I'm going to learn Torah. So where are you going to Volozhin? Volozhin, G'dayla Olam in Volozhin. He's going to Volozhin. He will gain in Volozhin. So they saw he was determined. The mother packed him bag, and gives him over his shoulder. Off he goes to Volozhin. And he arrives in Yeshiva. You teeming with Smedrish, G'dayla Olam, learning in there. And so a little boy comes in, and wearing short trousers, long trousers, whatever. He's in before Bar Mitzvah. And he says, he wants to speak to Rosh Yeshiva. He wants to speak to Rosh Yeshiva. Chayav Volozhin. Tell him, Rosh Yeshiva is upset. He goes upstairs, knocks on the door. She does come in. So he says, yes, my child, what can I do for you? He says, I want to learn Torah. He says, what have you learned? He says, no, Aleph Beis. Because he knows nothing. He says, well, the Chayav saw the determination in his eyes. He said, okay, you're organized for your rebels. Taught him Chumash, Mishnayos, Gemara, and eventually there was in Volozhin had pillars in the Bismedrash, and there were those who sat around. It was a very choshev place apparently to sit by the pillars, and it was called the Achsamsa, the Bochum or the Yungalai, whoever, the people who sat around the pillars, they learned 18 hours a day. They were called the Achsamsa, the 18. They sat around the pillars, and he became one of the Achsamsa. He sat around the pillars, and the time went on. So there he's learning in Yeshiva for years. Gets a letter from home, his mother writes him a letter. He says, dear Yossel, we hear wonderful things from you, but you should know there's been a fire in Slutsk. Your father was a tailor, a schneider, and all the whole place burned down. He hasn't got Parnassah. Please come home, help us out, help father out with Parnassah. know what to do. Is it takes a letter to Chaim Ben-Ozhe. Shows him what should he do. Should I go? So Chaim Ben-Ozhe says, so you don't have to listen to me. If you ask me, I'll tell you, you stay here, we'll sort out something, we'll send some money, we'll sort out, you stay in there. Good. Okay. A few months later, gets another letter from home. Mother writes to him, Yossel, so thank you for what you sent, but things are really, really difficult. Now your father, Elena, had a heart attack, and can't work in there. So please, please, please come home. Goes, takes the letter to Chaim Ben-Ozhe, and Chaim Ben-Ozhe takes a letter, and he says, you know what, you don't have to listen to me. If you ask me, you stay in yeshiva, we'll sort something out, we'll organize something. Gets, a few months later, gets another letter from home. So Yossel, so the worst thing has happened. The Elena, the Tata, lifted him on. Elena, please come home. So Chiva, the kids, takes it to the Shiva, and they cry together. And the Shiva says, Chiva, go home. So he said, you stay here. Sort something out. We'll do this and that. And the other. Fine. Sometime later, the Rav of Slutsk was nifta. The Balabatim of Slutsk came to Chaim Ben-Ozhe. Look for a new Rav. Where do you go to Ben-Ozhe? Look for a new Rav. Go to Ben-Ozhe. Went to Reb Chaim and said, Reb Chaim, I've got just the person for you. He says, call Yossel. So he said, do you remember there was a young boy in Slutsk, Yossel Bug? Oh, he was a bad fellow, we can't. Here's your new Rav. He's right to be your Rav. Get the Drak Nechai, he's a new Rav. So afterwards, Shetzach Chaim explained to Yossel, why did I not let you go home? He said, you know, the Sultan is trying to stunt your growth in Torah, and therefore he wanted to stop you going back. Therefore, I understood this is an assignment. Therefore, you have to stay. So the Biskov said over there, that's the story. And the Biskov said over this story, said, what do we learn from this story? So when I say to the Shiva, I said, the Bokram think I'm going to say not allowed to go home in the middle of Zaman. You should stay in the whole Zaman. I said, it's also true, but that's not what we learned from this story. It's not the middle of this story. He says, what we learned from this story is that it's kedai for the Sultan to burn down a town in Slutsk, deprive someone of his panosa, even to make someone not well, even take away his neshama, in order to mevatel one bocher from learning. That's the chashivas of a bocher's learning. That's for tzipisa oisai, we buy some chutz. If we would understand the chashivas of each and every person, every person's learning is does it, that's what it means. Kol tam shein teichin kabari tam chacham. He's not, even though it's wood in the middle, it's not the issue of teichin kabari of hypocrite marble. That's not the issue. The issue is whoever's not machshiv his own learning. We have to take, that's the lesson, one of the lessons of the Orem, to be machshiv our own learning, and we machshiv our own learning. That's the Indian also of Kavod HaTorah, and we are zeichet to Kavod, and we are a person that involves himself in Kavod HaTorah, zeichet to Torah, and the zeichet to Torah is what brings Kedusha, and that will bring Mashiach to Canaan here of Yom Kippur.
Amen.